From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Michelle Norris. An update now on a story we've been following closely, the voicemail hacking scandal involving Rupert Murdoch's News Corp. Murdoch and his son James seem to have won some important corporate backing. But as NPR's David Folkenflik reports, there are new questions about how much senior executives knew.
Start with good news for James Murdoch, who oversees News Corp's operations in the UK, Europe, and Asia. News Corp holds 39% of the giant British broadcaster BSkyB, B, and he is also that company's chairman. Its board just gave him a vote of confidence. Don Yachman is president of Yachman Asset Management Company in Texas. News Corp is its largest investment.
If one looks at the very long-term track record, I think one has to be pretty impressed with the overall building of this enterprise. I mean, any human being will make mistakes.
But in the court of public opinion, those mistakes are adding up. British police have now told the mother of a slain 8-year-old girl, Sarah Payne, that her mobile phone may have been targeted for hacking by a private investigator for the now-closed tabloid News of the World. Police also say that phone was given to her 11 years ago by Rebecca Brooks, then the paper's editor. She had started an anti-pedophile crusade in the girl's name, and the phone was supposed to help the mother in aiding the paper.
In reputational terms, it's a disaster.
That's Paul Kanu, a former deputy editor of News of the World, speaking to the BBC.
The mere fact that it seems possible that she may have been hacked by other people, News of the World, of all papers, in fact, you know, is just, you know, shocking.
Brooks resigned 2 weeks ago as News Corp's chief British newspaper executive. She denied any knowledge and called it abhorrent. Yet today, Glenn Mulcair, the disgraced private investigator, said he always acted at the behest of others there. Mulcair has already served time in jail for hacking into the cell phone voicemail messages of the royals and their associates for stories. Last week, James Murdoch testified at a parliamentary hearing. He believed that that was an isolated case and said he was unaware of a wider problem until a lawsuit in 2010. But 2 years earlier, Murdoch approved £1 million confidential payment to the head of the Professional Soccer Players Association. Labour MP Tom Watson asked about that.
When you signed off the Taylor payment, did you see or were you made aware of the full Neville email, the transcript of the hacked voicemail message?
Neville is Neville Thurlbeck, the former chief reporter for News of the World. The For Neville email was a damning memo obtained by lawyers suing the company, showing that the tabloid's senior executives were deeply enmeshed in widespread phone hacking. So let's hear Watson's question again and James Murdoch's response.
When you signed off the Taylor payment, did you see or were you made aware of the For Neville email, the transcript of the hacked voicemail message?
No, I was not aware of that at the time.
Watson then effectively asks if the settlement was meant to hush up a wider problem.
But you paid an astronomical sum, and there was no reason to.
There was every reason to settle the case, given the likelihood of losing the case and given the damages that we had received counsel would be levied.
But the former top lawyer for News of the World and its final editor-in-chief now say they shared that incriminating information with him. James Murdoch stands by his testimony. But the younger Murdoch has been unable to explain the contradiction, and he may well be called for another round of parliamentary questioning. David Folkenflik, NPR News.